You're listening to SBS News.
Nations across Europe are moving to reimpose tougher measures to stem a new wave of COVID-19 infections spurred by the Omicron variant, with the Netherlands leading the way by announcing a nationwide lockdown until the 14th of January. Ministers in France, Cyprus and Austria have also tightened travel restrictions. Paris has cancelled its New Year's Eve fireworks, Denmark has closed entertainment venues, and Ireland's imposed an 8 p.m. curfew on pubs and bars. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says encouraging high rates of vaccination is key.
We know that our healthcare systems are overstretched right now, and this is partly linked to the large number of unvaccinated patients. So in conclusions, the answer can only be to increase vaccination, to include children above 5 years old, boosting and protective measures. That has to be the answer we give to this new variant.
The United Kingdom is reporting more than 90,000 new cases of COVID-19 after 3 days of record increases. The latest data comes as a study by Imperial College London showed that the risk of reinfection from Omicron is more than 5 times higher than Delta, and shows no sign of being milder than the previous variant. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's treating Omicron as a very serious threat, warning another wave of infection is coming through. London Mayor Sadiq Khan is calling on the national government to help businesses losing revenue due to the spread.
The impact of the last couple of weeks has been devastating. Theatres, bars, restaurants, live music, they've seen bookings cancelled. They've plummeted in relation to bookings being cancelled. The footfall to the West End is down hugely, so retail will suffer. And that's why we're calling on the government. It's crucial. The government's going to provide a financial package of measures. If the government doesn't, you're going to see many, many businesses going bust and tens of thousands of people losing their jobs.
More than 89% of people aged 12 and over in the UK have had their first dose of vaccine, and more than 81% are double dosed. Across the Atlantic, the Omicron variant is threatening to worsen an already dangerous surge of cases in the United States. Hospitalisations for COVID-19 have jumped 45% over the last month, and confirmed cases have increased 40% to a week-long average of 123,000 new infections per day. The US's top infectious diseases official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says more people need to get vaccinated.
We'd still have 50 million or more people in this country who have not yet even gotten their first vaccination. That is really unacceptable. If we want to get through the challenge of a Delta, which is bad enough, we're looking it straight in the face. And then over your shoulder is coming Omicron. That's a very tenuous and difficult situation. So we've got to do the things that are available to us. Vaccination, boosting, masking when you're in an indoor setting.
The World Health Organization says Omicron has been detected in 89 countries, and COVID-19 cases involving the variant are doubling every 1.5 to 3 days in places with community transmission. Major questions about the variant also remain unanswered, including how effective existing COVID-19 vaccines are against it and whether it produces severe illness in many infected individuals. But Omicron's substantial growth advantage over the Delta variant means it's likely to soon overtake it as the dominant form of the virus around the world. More than 5.3 million deaths from COVID-19 have been recorded since the pandemic began. Amy Hall, SBS News.